Good morning. I believe everybody likes strawberry, right? And me too. So, do you know where the strawberry come from in United States? California, in most cases. So at first I would acknowledge my co-author, Dr. Oleg Dogovich from University of California Agriculture and Natural Science. And also Dr. Sudwin Gao and Jim Garrick from USDA ARS, and Brad Hessen and Jose Osborn from UC Davis. I come from UC Davis and also work for USDA. So first I give some brief information about California strawberry. And California strawberry is a very important high-value crop in the United States and also in the world. And for example, last year the total value is $2.6 billion. And the strawberry, the total planting area is around 40,000 acres. And the total production is 2.3 billion pounds. And most strawberry are grown in coastal region. And north is San Francisco. Until the south is San Diego. Just a very small area. And also this area is a very populated area. But for the strawberry to achieve so high value and so high production, so the soil cleaning is very important because the strawberry grows every year. And to clean the soil is usually we apply soil fumigant. And the strawberry mainly in California mainly grows in raised bed production system topped with a standard PE film. This picture shows how the strawberry grows. And for the soil fumigant, usually applied through the irrigation drip tape, name is drip fumigation. And after applied, this drip tape usually buried near the soil surface, so the fumigant through the drip tips usually is too light, then achieves the pest control target. There are over 55% strawberry applied with drip fumigation. However, because the soil fumigant is a volatile pesticide, it's toxic, and if the fumigant stay in the soil, that's good, because it can kill the pest. But if the fumigant come out from the soil surface, it's a disaster. At least they will pollute the air, especially for this coastal region, because as I said, it's a very populated area. So there is a major issue is fumigant emission. So far, there is more and more strict regulation try to curtail the emission. But on another side is fumigant efficacy. So far, there are more and more fields found unsatisfactory pest control. To achieve that, so usually farmer would choose higher amount of fumigant, but this is amazing impossible. And now I would introduce a pest problem. So far, the increasing number of pest infested field, and usually the problem happen in the bed center and also the bed shoulder, and especially in the deeper depths of the raised bed. Another problem is, I believe every crop has a problem, it's a weed problem. It's from young plant and also to the mature plant, especially the nicely. So how to solve this problem? So far we have the potential strategy try to improve the fumigation efficacy and also reduce emission. One is to use a low permeability film, name is the TRF. This film is a flat field. We found the results very good, and then almost no fumigant can come out from the soil. So that means all the fumigant is retained in the soil. But in the risk bed system, so far there is very limited study. Another idea is apply fumigant deeper depths, because fumigant take time also, because of long distance when they move to the soil surface, maybe can reduce emission, also improve the fumigation efficacy. However, so far, especially for this one, no any study, because farmers do not believe that. And so the objective of this study is we try to develop an effective fumigation strategy by TIF tarping plus deep application, and the target is to increase pest control efficacy and reduce pesticide input and also reduce fumigant emission. And the final result is to sustain strawberry production, because if the fumigant emission cannot be controlled, so maybe the fumigant will be forbidden to use. So this study is based on the field trial of last year. Our location is in California, the Camarillo. Soil type is sandy loam. For the risk bed configuration, is almost 120 centimeters bed wide. And the height is 35 centimeters. And the dripping light space is two drip lights, 68 centimeters. So that to me, so the drip light is closer to the bed shoulder. And the dripping depth, regular depth is 5 centimeters. And in this study, we also include the depth is 18 centimeters. For the fumigant formula, is the peak claw 60 EC, include around 57% chloropicrin, 37% 1,3-D. And the application rate in this study, we tried two rate. One is 300 pound, and compare with half rate is 150. And the treatment in total we have six. In general, five other TIF tarping. One is without fumigation, is CK. Second one with shallow application with full rate. Third one is half rate application with full rate. Other TIF. This one is with a deep application. Here, the deep application actually is too shallow, too deep, because farmer worry about if they apply the drip tape too deep, the plant will suffer the water problem. So anyway, we give the name is a deep at the full rate, also deep half rate. Also, we have the P, the regular film, as a control. This picture show how the farmer work in the field. This is how to build the bed and how to make the bed firm, then apply fertilizer. This one is starting to install the drip tape. This picture show the two shallow drip lights, how they installed. This is a traditional way. And this is the new idea with two shallow and two deep. So after install the drip tape, we will cover the field with plastic film. And for the drip fumigation, we start on August 16 over 4 hours. So that means for the shallow drip application treatment with full rate, it takes 4 hours. And if for the half rate, so we use 2 hours to reduce the rate. And for the deep, because we apply the double full light, so that means we have to reduce time. It's 2 hours. For the half rate, only 1 hour. So after apply fumigant, we use a flashing and also water seal to curtail the emission from top to furrow. And the field sampling include emission and also fumigant concentration other film, but in about soil surface, and also fumigant in the soil gas. And sampling processing is in general all this procedure. Finally, we analyze with GC. Now let's see the result. Fumigant concentration other film. First, we focused on the shallow application, the blue color one, and also gray color and the red color. So we can see that with the full rate, other TIF is the highest concentration, and even the half rate, the concentration is higher than the PE film. So that means when use a TIF film, maybe reduce fumigant rate 50% still can better the traditional way use the PE film. Another way is for the deep application. Of course, because the fumigant applied deeper, so the concentration is lower than the shallow one. And also, this slide shows how the fumigant distribute compare the half rate TIF, the fumigant concentration with two locations. One is bed center, and another is bed shoulder. So more or less, the concentration is similar, but with PE film, the concentration is really different. Closer to the, in the bed shoulder is higher because closer to the drip tip. This slide shows the fumigant emission from bed. In this study, we only focus on the emission from TIF. So with a shallow application, still the emission is quite high, but compared to the PE film, it's a lot better. But we didn't measure PE film because we use the old data, so it's really bad. But with the deep application, the emissions become very, very low. And the fumigant emission from fluoro in general is quite low, so no difference between the deep and also shallow. How about the fumigant distribution in soil? With the deep application, so near the drip tip, the fumigant distributed quite uniform compared to the shallow one. So the shallow one is a deeper one, the concentration is quite low, and for the deep one, still quite high, but they can up to 50 centimeters, still quite high. And this too is near the bed center, still cannot solve this problem, the concentration is still not that high. So in conclusion, it's a low emission occur from the TIF topped field, and the TIF can retain the fumigant more effectively, and the half rate can achieve the even better result as a PE film. The deep application and provide better emission control and also contribute to more uniform distribution vertically than the shallow application. So far, still has some future research need. First is what's the best application depth? Because so far the 18 centimeter look like not necessary. The stronger usually the depth shallow than 20 centimeters, so they can deeper to 50, so maybe not necessary. So I suggest deeper than 5 centimeter, but higher than the half height of the bed. Then it's how to remove the deep tip. So far, the farmer use hand to remove. It's very impossible, so use machine. Another is how to improve the uniformity of the fumigant distribution. So install more drip tip in parallel. So at last, acknowledgement to the funding agency and also the farmers and also the CPS applied fumigant and technical assistance.